Alan, it's Jesse here, Fraser Valley Appraisals.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Good, good.
Excellent, excellent, sir. Yeah, I was calling about the appraisal, and I did have one kind of question I wanted to ask.
Yes.
Because I wasn't there too long ago, one thing I could easily do is do what we call an updated appraisal, where I don't revisit the home. And actually, we would be refunding some money in doing that. Our fee is reduced a fair bit, as we wouldn't have to drive out and, you know, incur those costs. So if the home is very similar to, you know, end of 2017 when I was there, that's an option for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know last time the person residing in the home, there was a little bit of drama, so I didn't know if you wanted to avoid that or
would be absolutely ideal. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So if that's cool with you, I'd probably give you back at least $100 under your visa, and then
that's
it would be quicker too, because I wouldn't have to try and coordinate a time. So
yeah, essentially the only thing that I'm interested in, the house is, well, you know, I imagine it's probably about the same state, or perhaps even better because of gardening, etc. But not that
nice.
Really has anything to do with, you know, the overall value, but perceived value, I suppose. But I guess I'm just worrying about whether or not the market has gone up or down or what, you know, just to
100%. And we'll for sure be able to answer those questions through the process. We're looking at the same, you know, basically other than taking new pictures and walking through the home, it's the same exact process of a new appraisal. We look at new market evidence, we redo the land value, we redo the costing approach.
Yes.
Just avoiding the site visit is it, but it's the same, you know, same process, no different in terms of the research and data we put forth. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're right, the market, you know, from when we did it in 17, it continued to climb until about May of 18, and then, you know, that stress test came in and things corrected. Right up until the new year, we've seen stability in our market through most of this year. Prices are no longer declining. You know, so where we're at right now is a different market than 17. It was sizzling hot then. It's definitely cooler, but the sky is no longer falling in our eyes. So,
nice.
But same thing. We want to look at sales from the last 2 or 3 months only.
Yes.
We do not want to look at stuff from declining 2018, you know, or the start of 2018 when it was crazy. So you bet. Well, we're going to give you an idea of today's number.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Good.
So if that's cool, Alan, that's what we'll do. We'll put some dough back on the visa.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll go at it with the assumptions that the home is the same, maybe a little improvement to the landscaping, but at the end of the day, that won't really be reflected too much in a difference in value. That curb appeal is more of a quicker house sell potentially, but we find that it doesn't typically move the numbers tremendously, but it definitely will make the house market easier. So.
Yeah,
so if that's cool, that's what I'll fly forward with. And but if you do want me back there, by all means, I can do that. No problem at all.
Yes, no, I think your recommendation is perfect for the situation. So, yeah,
perfect.
Right on.
Awesome,
good,
sir.
Thank you.
Well, that's what I'll do. I've got your email here, and we'll send it to your Yahoo email when it's all said and done. And I'll fire you a receipt as well. And
I'm not sure if I paid. I'm not sure if your reception desk has taken. Well, I'm sure it's.
Yeah, I'm looking at the receipt here. We took $300.
Good.
Taxes. So we'll put $100 back with the taxes on that $100, and then your invoice will be of the net number. It'll be $200 plus tax. That's what you'll see. So
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank
All right,
you, sir.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Jesse.